On today's CSR segment, we're going to talk about the value of listening, empathy, and understanding what's going on with your customer. The bottom line is we never want to say no to our customer, and it's really important to listen and get them to participate so we can identify their problem. I want you to join Brigham Dickinson in this short piece as he talks about the value of listening.
Customer service call center needs to have a team that knows how to listen, truly listen to their customers. They need to be taught how to listen. Well, how do you do that? It's very simple. You need to help them realize that when you're talking to somebody face to face, you don't have to say anything. You have eye contact. You can nod your head up and down. You can be taking notes with the eye contact. You can do all kinds of things. But over the phone, we don't have that luxury. So there's things that you have to say to show that you're listening. Sometimes it's as simple as restating. You want to be careful with that. Customer says, hey, I've got this air conditioner, it's blowing hot air. And you just repeat, so you've got this air conditioner, it's blowing hot air. And of course the customer's going to say, well, yeah, that's what I just said. So sometimes it is as simple as rephrasing. Other times it may be a matter of asking more questions. So you've got an air conditioner that's blowing hot air. How long has it been doing that? Oh, last couple days. So wait a minute. You've been dealing with this heat for the last couple days? Man, that's difficult. You see, you're showing them that you're listening. Sometimes it's just a matter of showing some sort of expression, a simple hmm or a huh or a wow or a geez, something of that nature. Those are all ways to show the customer that you're listening. Because your objective is to create a call center that has a culture that is self-motivated to perform at a high level, you know, to work at an autonomous level, you definitely want to teach them to be positive, and you want to teach them to be confident. Once you've covered those things, you want to start taking care of the emotional needs of the customer. The way you take care of their emotional needs is to show them that you're listening, show them that you care, and reassure them that they've called the right place. So listening is simple. You can restate the information. You can rephrase it. Customer gets on the phone, they say they've got an air conditioner, it's blowing hot air, so you just rephrase that information. All right, so you've got an AC, it's not working the way it should right now. So I just rephrase that content. You can use expressions of concern, a simple hmm or a ha or a wow or a geez. There's tons of things that you can use there. Because our end goal is to create a wow experience. And the way that we create a wow experience is to create a culture inside the office, inside that call center, where they're motivated, they're self-motivated. They don't care about how much they're being paid. They don't care how long it takes. They don't care how hard it is. They're motivated by the work itself. The customer is struggling with whatever. There's problems with their AC. There's problems with their air conditioner. They may have some personal problems that they're dealing with. And what they're doing is they're sharing personal things, like they've got a hip replacement, or they're on a fixed income, or they've got their mother-in-law with them, or their son is 4 months old and they can't go without AC. There's all kinds of things that they share. And the reason why they share this is because they have these emotional needs where they want to be understood. They want to be cared about, and they want to be reassured that they've called the right place. They need those things first. They need those things before you get an address, before you find out if they're in your service area. Those things need to be taken care of first. Why? Because they want to connect with you. Now, here's the really cool thing about connecting with a customer. They like you. Now, if they like you, guess what happens? The fee at the end doesn't matter as much. Why? Because they like you. You not being able to come out today as opposed to tomorrow, it doesn't matter as much if they like you. You see, they become more amiable and flexible if they like you. Let me give you one example. Say a stranger were to come into your kitchen and make a mess of your kitchen. What are you going to do? I'd be willing to bet that you would kick that person out of your house. In the South, they might, you know, there might be a firearm involved. You know what I'm talking about, right? Let's say your son were to make a mess in the kitchen. Let's say he spills milk all over the ground. You going to kick him out? Hopefully a firearm's not involved. You know what I'm talking about. Of course you're not going to do that. None of that's going to happen. You're going to get down on the ground with your son. You're going to clean up the mess with him. You're going to say, oh, buddy, listen, next time you want to pour the milk in your cereal, let me help you with that, right? Let daddy help you with that. And then you go on with your life. Nothing happens there. There's no confrontation. There might be a little frustration, but it's a teaching moment. And that kid's going to go on with his life, and you're going to go on with your life. You're not going to have a second thought about it because it happens all the time. Why? Are you more patient with your son? It's because of the relationship. It's because of the connection. You see, if we can get people to like us, to build a relationship with us, to connect with us, everything else is easy. So what do? You show them that you're listening, you show them that you care, and you reassure them they've called the right place. Very simple. You listen first. A lot of ways to do that. You can rephrase the content, you can restate, you can simply go, or huh, or wow, or geez, or anything like that. Just show them that you're engaged in that conversation. And then you show them that you care. They share things, right? I just had a hip replacement. My son's 4 months old, can't go without AC. They share things like that. And you say, oh my gosh, that's terrible. Or I can only imagine what you're going through. That sort of thing. So you show them that you care. And then you say, yes. Yes, I can help you with that. They don't want to hear no. We have a tendency to say no an awful lot. No, I can't do this, but I can do that. Don't do any of those things. Never say no. Focus on what you can do, never what you cannot do. You see this foundation that we're creating in your call center? Because guess what? Everything else, tidiness, cleanliness, you can go to a tour in Zappos and find out all about them, all right? About how your call center should be set up. I'm talking about the thing that you should put here, all right? The foundation that they're motivated by on the inside, all right? So they're positive, they're confident, they listen, they care, they say yes.
Now, you know, sometimes when a CSR is talking to a homeowner, the homeowner is asking for one thing, but it might not really be the thing they want. Join Brigham Dickinson once again, and he's going to talk about give them what they want, not necessarily what they ask for.
Now, you teach them to ask. Now, an application of ask is, when would you like us to come out? Some are afraid of this question. You don't need to be afraid of the question, because whether you find out what their expectation is of when they'd like for you to come out or not, they still have an expectation. So you might as well find out what it is. When would you like us to come out? All right, so that's your objective there. Ask for it. Now, a really cool thing about ask, the principle behind it, this is autonomy in action. What is autonomy in action? Your objective. Just like the Chick-fil-A story where she said, yeah, it's quite an ordeal, would you like some? She gave me what I wanted as opposed to what I ordered, not just what I ordered. Same thing here. In every situation, you're looking to win the moment. You win the moment, you create a wow experience. So how do you win the moment? Well, you find out what's missing. What's missing? What's missing in this situation? What exactly does this person need? They're saying that they want something, but if you ask the right questions, you can find out what they really, really, really want. Because they can get on the phone and they can say, hey, what do you charge for a pound of R22? But is it really what they want? Do they really want a pound of R22? They're stocking up their R22 for a rainy day? No, they want their air conditioner to start working. That's the real problem. So you've got to ask the right questions to get to the real problem. And that's what you're doing. Customer gets on the phone, they want a ballpark price. Again, what's missing here? Because do you think they do that for their health? Hey, I want to get a ballpark price. I'm putting together a catalog of prices for the, you know, just for the fun of it. It'd be so much fun. Well, no, they want to fix something. So you want to find out what's missing here. What's missing? What's the right answer? And then respond accordingly. That is the ask principle in action. That is autonomy in action.